So let us anchor ourselves into the elements of this space in Iceland. If you are comfortable with and want to close your eyes to avoid any outdoor distractions. But maybe these are not really distractions because you are fully in Gaia here. It is all amplifying your experience. Your benevolence, your magnificence, your divinity. Go into a deeper silent place where you allow the ocean to guide you, the elements of nature to guide you, the wind, the warmth of the sun, the cold of the air, the salty smell of the ocean, the vibration of these crystal glacial lagoons around you, the vibration of you connecting to the vibration of the earth and to the elementals here, infusing you with energy of this island, of its beauty, of its treasures that it has for you, and the gifts and the way it speaks to you in a unique way just for you. And also collectively, as one group, as one coherent group, creating another moment of sacred space for us. Celebrating your journey as a soul once more on Earth. Maybe reaching another level of consciousness today that is different than yesterday. Filling you, filling your heart with light, with more intuition, into closer to your true state of being that has nothing to do with the physical, but everything to do with your light and your consciousness, your enlightenment. Breathe and go deeper into that space you feel more safe and more sacred, and radiate it to this entire group, to this entire island, to this entire planet that needs it the most right now. And as we are state of this radiance, let us welcome again the wisdom, the love, the benevolence and light from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Message number 4. Coming from this beautiful island country called Iceland, I speak to the group. You have come on this journey, perhaps not knowing what to expect. Perhaps some of you weren't even coming for the channeling. But did you notice you've been channeled unto anyway? This land is filled with mythology. And by this fourth day, you start to hear the stories from those Icelanders who want to tell you. They want to tell you things that perhaps are hard to believe or hard to understand. They've named the glaciers and they all have genders, the mountains, the beaches. They have personalities. But that's not all. There are stories about everything. Now, what is your belief system about something perhaps which would be elvish or trollish or any of those things? And I'll tell you, dear ones, it has nothing to do with your belief system and everything to do with that which is metaphoric. These stories are ones that have been told all over the planet by the indigenous everywhere, not just here. They've been carried down and carried down. What the rocks might stand for, or the story of how they appeared there, that has nothing to do with geology. And I wanted you to think for a moment on what this might mean. It is a broad brush, I know, but I'm going to tell you right now that the mythology is almost what I would call a cosmology, a belief the planet is alive. Not just alive, but the planet has something to say. It's the story we have given you for over 30 years. And the story is this. This planet knows who you are. The planet coexists with you. It is not something that is apart from you, and all the indigenous knew it. So analyze for a moment the stories that you hear. For this group, from your guides, there's the story of an interaction between human being and the elementals. And the stories are often very, very good. They talk about the elementals sometimes in a positive way, but always in a way that knows the humans are here. Sometimes the stories are of rescues, and sometimes they are not. Sometimes there are stories of the elementals pushing back to the humans, saying, not now, not yet. But it's always about an interaction, is it not? Human being to elemental. Elemental being pieces and parts of this planet. Nowhere so far on any Cryon tour has this been seen as much as here. And it will simply improve and get better. So I want every time this group hears about these stories to use the metaphors within your own imagination of what that really truly might mean. Does it mean that an elemental had a personality and turned to stone as a troll? Or does it mean that the planet had something to say? And this was the best way of giving that beautiful message that the Earth is alive and knows you're here. It really does. It always has. The letter today is E. In Iceland, it is the third letter. It's the fourth message. Many are starting to guess what the letters may mean. Some of you already guessed it. Most of you did not. And yet it's what Cryon is all about. And the word is enlightenment. Now let's study enlightenment. Almost everyone who thinks they know more than the other is enlightened. And so the word itself can mean many things. When we talk about it to you, we speak of the word embedded in enlightenment as light. And the metaphor has always been this, that you carry a light. And that light is one that would expose things in dark places that hadn't been exposed before. Enlightenment, therefore, is also a name which goes further to the word light worker. So enlightenment would apply to this group or those listening as people, human beings on this planet who carry guidance, who carry guidance. Many times we use the metaphor of the lighthouse. Now, all of you right now are on a beach. A beautiful but very cold ocean is before you. All around you are things that would seem to be diamond-like ice crystals, but they're huge and enormous. You could sit on them if you wanted. Think for a moment of the ships that might want to come here, but they can't, because they have no idea if there is a guidance or a port anywhere along this coastline or anywhere on this island. And so enter the idea of a lighthouse. And we've used this so many times. The lighthouse is placed there for guidance. It's not about a philosophy, is it? The lighthouse does not scream that they have a belief system that you should believe in, or if you don't, some things will happen to you. The lighthouse stands silent and strong. It doesn't even have a name. The lighthouse is something that will guide the ships to a safe harbor, because the lighthouse has been placed there for a reason, knowing that it's a safe place to be. This is what a light worker who is enlightened, in our definition, does. You stand there on this planet knowing something that others don't. It's not about a prophet. It's not about a belief system or a doctrine. It's about the common sense of the Creator, of the planet, of things that the indigenous knew and that are being passed to you even today. Perhaps a better way to live, where you'll have less fear and a lot more comfort. A way to get around health issues that seem to be those that are created even by worry. We always go to the first metaphor we ever gave to you that shows enlightenment. You're in a dark room. No one can see the other. There is fear because the unknown is present. You don't know who is around you. You don't know what they are believing or what they might do. Someone in the group lights a match, and for the first time, the room can see a little clearer. And they start to see that the others around them are just like them, that they don't have to fear, or the situation perhaps is now illuminated and truth starts to be revealed. One match did that. You might say it was like the lighthouse, but it was people with people. This is what you offer the planet, dear ones. The one match becomes many, the room gets lighter, and as that room gets lighter, the individuals start to relax and understand things like war is not the answer, things that are an enlightened way of living, a caring way, a compassionate way. And in these things, it dispenses that which is comfort. Fear starts to go away because you can see clearly a truth. Today, as I sit here, the virus is spreading, and there is great fear, but there is also truth that this is temporary, that there is overreaction. The light that you spread in this place to others is important, to show them that there is comfort here, not fear. Common sense will win out. And even though you might say, well, Kryon, how do I do that in the middle of a beach? The answer is very well. You see, that light you carry is a multidimensional truth that spreads instantly to whomever you send it to. That is a truth. There are multidimensional aspects of this light you carry. And if you then concentrate on family, on groups, on even cities, to send them what you have, lighthouse, to send them that match in the darkness that will give them comfort for these times. That's why you're here. That's why you exist. That is the enlightenment and the E that we speak of. And so it is.